What you missed from Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Learn the skills needed for graphic design, video production, or broadcasting with a flexible schedule that fits your needs. Specs Howard School of Media Arts offers evening classes, meeting 2 days a week in classes, while the rest of your coursework is completed online. Visit SpecsHoward.edu or call 866-61-SPECS for more info.
This Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast is brought to you by Specs Howard. Looking to fit school back into your busy schedule? Enroll today for hands-on training at the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. In just 12 months, you'll learn the skills necessary to gain entry-level employment in the fields of graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. With both day and night classes, Specs Howard makes it possible to get the media education you deserve. Call their admissions department today at 866-61-SPECS to schedule an appointment. Specs Howard wants to make school fit your schedule. Call today at 866-61-SPECS.
WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit, a Beasley Media Group station. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there, coming up on 9:02 on Dave and Chuck the Freak, Wednesday morning, 7th of June. On the way right now, a listener had an absolutely horrible morning the other day. What happened to this poor dude? And we want to know from you, what is the biggest disaster you woke up to? It can be literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
From a person to an event, what's the biggest disaster you woke up to? 248-544-9743. The Dave and Chuck lines are open now.
101 WRIF. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What is the biggest disaster you woke up to? 248-544-9743. Toll free. 1-855-9743-101. Or you can text us too. James gets your text at 49743 if you'd rather reach us that way. The biggest disaster you woke up to. This listener sent us an email. He said, great weekend. Eating steak, drinking beer. I got up, started following my weekend routine. As I walked to my aquarium to feed my fish, I suddenly realized I was standing on soaking wet carpet. I looked down and saw it was literally wet all over the living room. After spending 30 minutes trying to figure out what in the hell was happening, I realized my fish tank had somehow sprung a leak overnight. The seal failed and dirty fish water had been draining out directly into my living room for hours. I spent my day then gathering buckets, buying a new tank, cleaning up mold from under the carpeting, and generally cursing a lot. It was the biggest disaster I ever woke up to. I wonder if your listeners could relate.
Well,
that sucks.
That does suck.
I do remember waking up, going downstairs into my basement because I was going to start to play some video games. This is before it was finished. But, I think I was going to go work on my guitars. And I went down there and it was like a flood, and I was just horrified by the amount of water. My sump pump stopped working sometime in the middle of the night. Had no alarm on it, nothing back then, and I was like, oh my Jesus. And that was bad times. That was bad times. But I figured it out or whatever. But
yeah,
then I installed like 16 sump pumps and 25 alarm systems.
When I first got into radio and I was living with two other guys, we had a place on a river. And so we all went in together and rented this house. The house was kind of crumbling, falling apart. But we were on a river. It was great for us.
Yeah.
We couldn't believe it. Middle of the night, one night, I'm freezing cold. Can't figure out what the hell's going on. It's so cold. So I get up because I was the first one up because I was doing the morning show. Somehow, I don't know how, we had these like French doors that opened up to outside.
Yeah.
They had blown in, and we literally had snow in the house. The snow was blowing so hard, you could have shoveled the snow. Everything in the living room was covered in snow.
Oh, come on.
The couch, the TV. The TV was ruined because it got wet. The couch, I think we ended up throwing it out because we couldn't do anything about it. It all kind of just soaked in.
Yeah.
And they had to replace the carpet and stuff. But, yeah, there was snow. I had to wake the other two guys up. I had to go to work. Hey, you got to deal with all the snow in the house.
Oh, my God.
You got to clean it out.
That's
awful.
And
we rented it, and you're responsible, so Still, we don't know how in the hell those doors, if they had just been left open and then a wind blew them open that day.
We had snow come in the rift before.
Too. Oh, yeah. Of course
that's right. We did. Here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that door is precarious.
Yeah, absolutely. This text came in here. Worst thing we woke up to, 120-pound dog at 2 a.m. Heard a noise, like a hose or something. And as we got up to look at each other, we were hit by an unholy smell. Our 120-pound dog blew diarrhea all over the wall next to our running fan.
Oh my God, that's the running fan.
That's crazy.
That's really bad.
We ran him outside. He literally blew it 15 feet across the yard.
Oh.
Just horrible.
I think probably a lot of people have pet stuff that is the worst way that they woke thing they woke up to. Like Molly got sprayed by a skunk. Lou just decided to poop on the floor.
Yeah.
You know. That just happened, like the poop on the floor thing just happened.
Yeah, I've had like mornings where I woke up to like the devil's lottery, that like it's too late. That's like the numbers I read, and I call it the devil's lottery.
Yeah.
Like anything past five is the devil's lottery.
No!
And I'm like, no, the devil's pick three! And then I'll step and like cat puke, and then I won't I'll like leave, and I'm like, I still gotta get gas.
Yep.
And then, every time.
Yep. Dan from Woodhaven, up first on the lines here. The question is, what's the biggest disaster you've woken up to?
I woke up to a car that hit my house on the 4th of July weekend.
Come on.
Was the car inside your house?
Yes, it was. It was about halfway in there. And when I woke up, I tried to look out my window. I could see about the last half of it sticking out of my front door. And then when I went downstairs, he drove away. Talk about somebody being mad.
He drove away?
Yeah, he drove away, but he got caught later on, and it was a whole long thing, man. We had like a year and a half of no front door.
No way.
It's crazy that he could drive away, and the damage
was bad. Well, I was surprised, too. You know, I mean, I didn't run downstairs, but I walked down the stairs to see, and all I could see was mortar dust and headlights, and then all of a sudden I see the car go out the door. I went, oh, I couldn't get down fast enough. I was going to chase him down and beat on him a little bit, but
gone.
You know,
I cannot imagine waking up without a car inside my house.
No, at your front door, in your front door,
and then him peeling out.
Car.
Yeah, leaving,
and then leaving.
You don't expect someone to leave, right?
No.
You're like, oh, you drove your car halfway through my house. You're going to stay, and you know, must have been some kind of problem. No,
this one here, biggest disaster I woke up to. I was a kid. My younger brother was screaming. I looked in the bathroom. My mom was pulling plastic out of my brother's butt. What? He was pooping and had eaten a fruit roll-up with the plastic on it.
It's like,
that's crazy.
It's like the human version of, like, tinsel in a cat's butt.
Yes. You know?
Where it's like, only part of it's out, but you gotta go in and after it.
How did he even enjoy it?
I don't know. It wouldn't taste good.
What a stupid kid.
Yeah. How do you even break it with your teeth?
I don't know. Swallowed it whole like a snake. Like,
yeah.
Your son is dumb.
Yeah.
Yes. See, that's the job of a parent, though. You've got to pull plastic out of your kid's butt at some point.
Yeah. I hope not.
Yeah, me too. Luckily, I haven't had that yet.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they're out of the plastic woods. Judith.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. What's the biggest disaster Judith woke up to?
Oh, my God. My house has two fireplaces, and the one in the living room. My ex-husband just loved his fireplaces, and he got it so hot, and we were drinking a bit, and went to bed. And woke up to what we thought was the house blowing up, and it was a chimney fire like no other. And the neighbor next door, we're not close together houses, we're out in the country, and the neighbor across the street, and hoses and buckets, and finally we couldn't do it. We had to call the fire department, but we lost the outside of the house.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, it was horrifying.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm shaking talking about it.
Oh, still. My God, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, Judith. Of course. All the best.
Horrible.
Relax with those fires.
Relax with that drinking.
Yeah.
The drinking probably didn't help.
threw a few logs on that old fire before they passed out.
Yeah, Gina sounds like she might be a nightmare to wake up to.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's just Judith.
You do hear about that, though. Oh. Like fires from, you know.
Chimney fires and stuff like that.
That'd be the worst. It would be the worst thing to wake up to, a fire. Someone said, I had an internal testicular cyst pop in my sleep.
Oh.
I woke up in a small puddle of blood in my groin.
Oh, my God.
Had to go to the ER immediately. If I wake up and there's groin blood,
I think someone's done something to me.
Yeah. Because you'd be like, why is it feel moist?
And then you look and see blood, you just...
Dude, those moments right before you look down there to see what's going on.
You imagine you're...
The most terrifying.
All you see is blood, and like you have like gray underpants on or something, and you just see just blood. Oh God. It would be terrifying, because you'd have to look.
Yeah, you got to see.
So Lisa's dog Molly got sprayed by a skunk, but Bob thinks he can top that story a little bit. Hey, Bob, or Bill, sorry. How are you, Bill?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
Good. What happened?
Good. Hey, balls, Lisa.
Balls.
Oh, that was awesome.
Go ahead. What's your story?
My dog Molly as well. She's like the most precious dog you'll ever meet.
Uh-huh.
But she's also a savage hunter.
My Molly is not.
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it about mine, but she does. So it was like 3 a.m. and she goes outside because we have a doggy door and brings back in a skunk into the house.
Brought the skunk inside?
No.
Into the house.
Oh,
so
my God.
She like ravages this skunk in the living room.
Oh,
and
my
then,
Lord.
Like runs in and jumps in the bed, like ready to like play. Like, look what I brought. Like, I brought you a skunk.
Brought the skunk in the bed?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Yeah.
The downside of doggy doors.
Yeah. Wouldn't have
one. Yeah. So, you know, I sleep without any clothes on. So I woke up just like this most wicked wake up I've ever woken up to this pungent smell.
It's the worst smell.
Of course, my wife sleeps like a rock. She didn't even move. And I'm just standing there for a good 10 minutes just trying to figure out what to do with the situation.
Yeah.
Oh, and it sucks. Like, you can't just wash it out. Like, that skunk smell sticks. It happened to my parents with their dog, Riley, and the smell was just on him, but it took them weeks to get rid of that smell.
Time.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pungent stuff.
But and that was just on him. He didn't bring the actual skunk inside.
Right.
I can't imagine that.
I can't. And if the skunk was alive at all.
Oh, just terrifying.
And just spraying.
Yeah. Oh. It's so funny to me that dogs, because it's hard to be like truly mad at the dog in that, because
the dog
is like, have I got a gift for you?
I am your best friend. I'm your best friend. I've got this thing I caught, and I want to show you because I love you so much.
Oh, you can't. It's hard to be mad.
It is, but God.
I thought you would love it.
Mm-hmm.
What went wrong? I smell great right now. The dog also thinks he smells great.
He's like, this is fantastic, right?
I know Molly didn't think so.
Oh, no.
She was
not happy. No. Dogs.
She's like, what did I do?
What happened with my parents' dog, Riley, is that it got in his eyes, so he was freaking out because he couldn't see right.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah.
So that's why he was running all over the place, like trying to rub his face and stuff. And,
awful.
Oh, it was super, super bad. This one, biggest disaster I woke up to, seeing my fiance banging my sister in the bathroom.
Oh,
ouch.
God.
Jesus.
That's horrible.
Those are bad people.
Mm-hmm. Sis?
Really bad people.
This one, I woke up with a turd lake in my basement. Oh, turd lake.
Yeah, turd
lake's the worst
bad.
Lake ever.
Turd lake.
Don't go swimming in turd lake now.
I went a swimming in a turd lake.
Oh, that is horrible.
The water was sour.
Your sump pump failing? Bad.
That's just groundwater. I just had groundwater.
Them ain't fishing now.
No. Big as a shark.
Oh, brutal. All right, so the question is, what's the biggest disaster you woke up to? If you want to reach out to us, 248-544-9743. Don, what was it for you?
My brother urinating on me.
It was wasted?
we shared a small bedroom, and right across the hall was the bathroom, and he come home drunk. I was sleeping, and next thing you know, I go, what in the heck is that? And I look, and he's just standing there peeing. I'm like, what in the hell are you doing? So then my dad gets up, and dad starts hollering at us both, and he drags him in the bathroom, and then the kicker was about 8 weeks later, he did it again.
you can't sleep with a pissing brother.
No,
he'd be
can't.
Out. He'd be out of my room.
No.
Sorry.
I get those people that piss willy-nilly in their drunkenness.
Yeah, it happened to the Bryster. He got peed on at a golf tournament by one of his buddies.
Oh my God.
Bryster was in a cot, sleeping in a cot, and he woke up. He said, yep, someone was pissing on my feet.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Well, better than there's other worse places.
Oh, yeah.
You got to piss on anything, piss
what
on my feet.
What the Christ are you doing?
D-Love. How you doing, D-Love?
How's you going, eh?
How's you going, eh? Biggest disaster you woke up to?
This was actually just a couple months ago. My roommate, ex-roommate, we're not living in the house together anymore. He woke me up at about 4 in the morning to a giant rat that broke into his room. It was about the size of a cat. The thing was gigantic.
Oh my God, there's a cat-sized rat in the house?
When a rat can break into something.
Lifts the window
up. You know what I mean? He's like,
yeah, that's too big. That'd be terrifying. Anthony.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, man. What's your story?
All right. So it was actually my neighbor. He heard something outside, and he wasn't sure what it was. So he was going outside to check. Well, it was in the middle of winter. And when he went outside, he slipped on some ice, did the splits, and actually ruptured a testicle.
Oh! Busted his nut?
Just broke it. Broke it. Smashed.
Smashed it.
Like 4 in the morning. So imagine that. Waking up thinking someone's in your garage and you go outside, do the splits.
If I did the splits, I'd be dead.
40-year-old man.
I think I would.
Yeah. If I did the splits, I'd be dead.
You recover from the splits.
No, because.
How did Chuck die? The splits.
Yeah.
He did the splits and he bled out.
Aw.
Guys, I'm telling you, if I did the splits, stuff would rip, tear.
It would just
pop right off the bone. Like I wouldn't, I'd lose my blues.
Quite a coffin they'd have to make for you.
Oh. Hopefully just cut them off. Cut my legs off and put them straight.
It'd be awful to find somebody dead in the splits.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'd see I'd be like perfectly in the splits.
You guys would be like, hey, what's up with Chuck? He's just sort of in the splits.
Guys, I think
I've never seen anything. Oh, geez, guys, he's gone.
I think he's dead.
Yeah, splits killed him. Dead. He warned us.
I look like a gymnast. Just a dead gymnast.
Oh, that's bad.
It would just hurt so bad it'd kill me.
Oh, man.
Oh, you don't want to mash or smash one of your nuts.
No.
Oh. That is. Absolutely brutal. All right, so Patrick, good morning. You're up next.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? What happened?
Oh, I got woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning to a guy banging me on my patio door, and I throw the curtains over. I'm like, what the hell is your problem? He goes, your deck is on fire.
Oh, that's not good. Your back deck?
My back deck was on fire.
What happened?
The cord for my pool pump failed and caught my shrubbery and the outside of my house and my back deck on fire.
Oh, God. Wow, that's
bad.
Not something you want to have happen.
No. What the hell are you doing? Your porch is on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the heads up.
Let's go next to Bonesy.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, Bonesy? Tell us, what is the biggest disaster Bonesy has woken up to?
Well, you know, I had the boys over, some broadies, at my house. Little get-together one night.
Yeah.
We got torched. I passed out pretty early and slept right through the night. Anyways, I woke up and I had a authentic signed Wayne Gretzky jersey in a glass case. Mm. And the glass case was smashed and the Gretzky jersey was gone.
Oh,
this could be the biggest crime in Canadian history.
Oh my God!
The signed Gretzky jersey was stolen.
And then in my own closet, I had a pair of signed Stevie Y mitts, and those were gone too. And I slept right through everything.
Oh man!
So it was one of these broadies that took it. You think?
You know, I didn't know everyone at the party. It was my party, but you know, someone brings a plus one, and I'll tell you what: if I ever find who find out who it was, I'll wring their neck.
Yes.
Oh, you never, oh, yeah. never found it.
No, it happened a few weeks ago, actually, so I'm still on the hunt.
Oh, yeah, my God. Check eBay. Yeah. Check eBay.
Do you got Moosey asking questions?
Oh, Moosey's all over it. All the boys are. Yeah, they know what it means to me. They
so if you, listen now, if you found out who this was, would the boys bring the thunder down on these guys?
The boys would not let this guy see another day.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah,
I didn't think so.
It'll be a full out. Line
there's
brawl.
There's your Bonesy warning. Just return the stuff in the middle of the night.
Five
no
on
questions
one.
Asked. All right, Bonesy. Yeah,
if you're listening, buddy, you better have that at my house by the end of this week.
Good
don't
luck,
mess
Bonesy.
With Bonesy.
Good luck, Bonesy. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right. Have a goodie.
You
yep.
too.
Yep.
He's just trying to, you know, just have some broadies over.
Oh, my God.
Drink some pops.
I love Canadian hockey talk.
It's the funniest thing to me.
I love it. I love it. This is weird. Woke up this morning to my girlfriend's dad hovering over my bed, eating, watching me sleep, and petting the dog.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
I don't like going to places like family gathering type stuff. I hate waking up and people being awake around me. You ever have to like sleep on a couch somewhere or something
oh,
and
God.
It's like people are awake?
I couldn't do that.
I hate that.
Yeah, no, because what am I doing in my sleep?
Yeah. Well, that's just it. I'm
I
like,
don't know. Jerking it or
oh,
farting.
Come on.
I mean, I'm touching myself. I know that.
I know that.
I wake
know.
Up with my hand on my dick and balls yeah. every day.
Yep.
Okay. This one...
I can attest.
Thank you.
True.
This one came in through text here. I woke up with a man in my house robbing me. I beat the hell out of him. A month later, I woke up to a knock on the door getting sued by the guy that broke into my house. The judge laughed and dismissed it.
Well, thank God, because it doesn't always go that way.
Yeah, sometimes they get you for that.
Oh, my God.
Decided to take shrooms after drinking all day in Lapeer. Ended up waking up naked in the back of a Jeep all the way in Sarnia with no passport and didn't know anyone in the Jeep.
Hey, everyone.
Why am I naked? Oh, what about this?
Woke up to my pet alligator, who has a tank downstairs, at the top of the stairs, hissing at the kitten we just got.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, I don't know. I don't want to wake you up or anything, but there is a delicious morsel at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
Do you guys know about this? Is this a present?
Dawson. Hi, Dawson.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Penis. When I was 15, I woke up the pain in my crotch, and my left testicle was swollen to the size of a baseball.
Ooh. What happened?
It was infected. Something happened. I don't know. Doctors can't even explain it to me.
Ball infection.
You got a testicle infection?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how. Oh,
what'd they do God. To fix it?
I took these nasty, chalky horse pills, and it ended up being, like, from a varicose vein or something.
Oh,
I've never gotten a straight answer, so I don't know.
Dude, that's crazy.
So it went down, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it went down, but it came back like a few years later.
Oh, my God. Jesus. I could never sleep again.
Oh, my God.
It's like Freddy Krueger's type stuff.
I'd have them wrapped in, like, bubble wrap before I went to bed. Yeah. I don't want anything to knock loose.
I haven't slept in 18 years.
No, my balls grew.
Ever since that one day I woke up with a baseball-sized ball.
It's gonna hurt.
Richard, biggest disaster you woke up to. What was it for you, Richard?
We were going up to Northern California to go camping during back in 89, and the earthquake hit as we were going through the Golden Gate tunnel, right after the Golden Gate Bridge into Marin County.
No way.
The car was swerving all over the place. I woke up, and we're just like, what the hell is going on?
So and how then, long did you shake for?
About 2 minutes, I would say. I mean, I was 16 back then, but it was, I mean, the car was going all over the road.
Oh, I can't think of anything worse.
Yeah, it's scary.
No,
you're in a car.
I mean, yeah, we couldn't get back into the city for another 2 weeks because of all the damage that was done that. But yeah, it was pretty scary waking up like that.
Yeah, that's one thing that, you know, I'm not on the West Coast that often, but I always crosses my mind when I'm there, like, earthquake, what happens?
Okay, I want to feel one. I do, a mild one. I want to feel like a 4.
Yeah.
And I want it to be under my feet so I can be like, whoa, the earth is moving, this is crazy times, you know. But I wouldn't want to be in the big one.
Yeah.
You only felt the one that we had here.
Mm-hmm. I have never felt one here. ever.
Oh, I never felt one here. There's a huge fault line here somewhere in Michigan. Yep. And
then, oh, yeah.
This is the weirdest feeling.
That yeah, I don't weird. Know if I need
My
to
dad said the one, he's been a part of a couple in California.
Oh, yeah.
And he said they're terrifying.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, because the earth is shaking.
Yeah, your brain can't comprehend that what you've always known as solid mm-hmm. is no longer solid.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You know.
Bree is next with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hiya, Bree.
Hi.
Biggest disaster you woke up to?
So I was on spring break with my friends, and I wake up to Bree, don't move. And I said, why? And they said, our friend had pooped the bed next to me.
Oh, Jesus.
Your female friend pooped the bed?
Wow. My female friend pulled down her pants while we were, well, we had a long night drinking. We were put to bed by the rest of the crew. But yeah, she had pulled down her pants and actually pooped the bed next to me.
Oh my God.
Oh, what a filthy bitch.
Did you
bitch.
Never talk to her again?
She's actually one of my best friends, and that was actually the second time that she had an incident where she pooped not in a toilet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
She shouldn't have any friends at all.
I know.
They found each other.
Yeah, they found each other. All right, Bree, thanks for calling in. Tons of people want to share their story, so we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with more. What is the biggest disaster you woke up to? We'll find out as we continue here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit, a Beasley Media Group station. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there, good morning to you. It is Dave and Chuck the Freak back at 9:35. A lot going on this morning. We're going to take some more calls. What's the biggest disaster you woke up to? From turd lakes to chimney fires. Mm-hmm. We've heard a lot so far. What about you? Can you top that? What's the biggest disaster you woke up to? We'll head to the Dave and Chuck lines and take your calls in just a second, 248-544-9743.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
So the question for you right now is, what's the biggest disaster you woke up to? We had a listener send us an email after a great weekend. He woke up standing on soaking wet carpet, realized after 30 minutes that his gigantic fish tank had somehow sprung a leak. And there was dirty fish water all over his living room floor. It was just a full day of cleanup after that. Some people definitely topped his story, though, so far. What about you? Biggest disaster you woke up to? 248-544-9743. This one came in from an email. It said it was the middle of the night, and I was woken up by a fire alarm. Pretty routine thing to wake up to when your roommate can't cook and works afternoon shifts. But when I walked out of my room this time, the floor of my bathroom was on fire.
Jesus.
Legit in flames. I saw no one around, so while mostly asleep, I'm putting out a fire. My roommate, who set the fire, asked what I was doing as if he didn't know he just set a fire. When I asked what caused it, he said, I just threw a match into the garbage can, which was plastic.
Oh, my God.
It was definitely not a match, though. He was a big fan of the Jazz Cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming it was a finished joint.
Yeah. Oh.
Jazz Cabbage. I've never even heard that. Mm.
He proceeded to have to pay to replace the walls and flooring in the bathroom. Needless to say, after that, he was evicted for drug use and nearly burning the house down.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I don't want a friend that's going to burn my place down.
Nope.
And I don't want to wake up to any floor on fire.
Nope.
No.
That'd be super bad. Jamie. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm fabulous. And yourself?
We're doing pretty good. Biggest disaster you woke up to?
Well, one morning, we were sleeping in a hotel room, my husband, daughter, and mother and I, and we woke up to a crazy knock on the door. They were just pounding on the door, and we started hearing these crazy loud explosions. And it was the fire marshal telling us we had to evacuate immediately because the factory next door was exploding.
Oh,
yes, and we ran out the hotel room, and there was literally, like, shrapnel flying at us. The factory was really close.
Everything was okay, though?
And, well, no.
Oh.
No?
My husband was getting ready for work like a normal day this entire time. The fire marshal was screaming at us to get out of the hotel room, and he ended up finally coming to and waking up and running out without shoes. And, yeah, it was an interesting day.
He's like, I'll be out. I just got to take a shower.
I got to shave.
Calm down. Everything will be fine. I'm sure. This one, I got food poisoning from a fast food place. I woke up pooping my pants and puking all over my wife while she was sleeping.
Oh, my God.
What a horrible wake up for both of you.
Oh, wow.
Pooping really, on someone. Really failed me, butthole.
Yeah. Pooped right on you.
Woke up in the middle of the night to hear my roommate having vigorous phone sex 5 feet away from me. Jesus. We were in a dorm room. She thought I was fast asleep.
Man, she was just going to town.
Yeah. Vigorous, she says.
Vigorous.
Must have sucked.
Yeah. Horrible thing to wake up to.
Yeah.
All depends on your perspective, I guess.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to hear me having phone sex.
No, God. What if you imagine that time Chuck and I share a hotel room with my... Chuck, what's that noise?
I'm having phone sex, Dave.
Go plug back your to sleep. Ears.
Nothing to hear here.
This one scored with a hot goth chick, but woke up the next morning and she had no eyebrows. She did the night before.
Yeah, okay.
I screamed. She woke up. I had to go.
What happened to her eyebrows?
Well, she probably shaved them off and then draws them in.
Oh, she draws them in.
Yeah. And then the sex wore them off.
Leave those on.
She sweated off her eyebrows.
Yeah, sex wore them off.
I rubbed your eyebrows off with all my sexing.
You had eyebrows, I could know whether or not my scream startled you or not.
I'll tell you what, though, I don't think, like, even if I was with someone and they didn't have eyebrows, I wouldn't scream. Like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you were with a goth girl.
It might be
girl.
A shocking sight. It's shocking, you don't know until you're like, in it.
You know?
Be more shocking if you woke up and they had a beard.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had cooked jalapeno poppers, and my dog loved cheese, so while cleaning up, I gave her some of the extra cheese. Woke up to my poor dog spinning around by the back door, poop flying everywhere. Note to self, never feed dog jalapeno infused cheese.
Oh, my God.
What a bad idea.
No. Dog's like, why'd you do this? What's happening?
Whoa, my ass is on fire.
I have the same reaction.
Somebody let Chuck out.
Spinning and pooping.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He's sorry, making guys. A real mess.
Sorry, too late. Ben.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
We're good. Biggest disaster you woke up to?
Oh, man. So I was coming back up from Florida about a year and a half ago with my cousin and one of my buddies. And it was storming pretty bad. And we hit some black ice. And I was sleeping in the back seat of the car. We're going over the Toledo Bridge. The car just 360s a couple times through the lanes. And we almost hit another van. And we had a cop that was walking down the freeway telling all of us to turn around and go back down the entrance ramp. And it's like 1:30 in the morning and we're stranded in Toledo trying to figure out, you know, how to get across the bridge.
Wait,
again.
Is that the gigantic suspension bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I don't want to spin out on that bridge.
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
Yeah. Waking up in the middle of some sort of car accident or car spinning out of control.
Yeah.
Like, again, your head wouldn't comprehend what's happening.
It's one of my favorite videos is when people...
Prank people
who are asleep in the car.
Oh,
where
yeah.
I've three seen other those. Dudes, like, scream.
Yeah, they're all screaming.
The person wakes up, like, pooped themselves.
I have a hard time sleeping in cars
I
for
do
that
too.
Reason.
Me too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not even...
Yeah.
I can't sleep around people very easily.
Oh.
Like other people.
Mm. Man, I love sleeping.
I'm just afraid that whoever's driving will crash.
That's right. It. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have the trust, I guess.
Yeah.
The Amber drives. I can't even, you know, I'm terrified awake. I can't imagine how I'd sleep during that. You'd have to drug me, just knock me out.
Yeah.
I'm
waiting for the cold embrace of death.
Nick, the landscaper, how are you?
I welcome the terror.
How's it going, eh?
How's she going, eh? What's the biggest disaster you woke up to?
Oh, man, I was one day just at the office working late, probably about 12 o'clock at night, snowing out and stuff, and, I was working all day, and I fell asleep and had a cigarette in my mouth and dropped it in a bunch of garbage and paper I just shredded. And I woke up to my office and my dogs. My office was on fire, the desk, computer, and my dogs were just barking crazy. I almost bit myself, burned the office down.
How did it turn out?
It turned out about $4,000 in damage. Allegedly, I had burned all my weed up that was sitting on the table.
Double nightmare.
Oh. It was a terrible, terrible day.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's bad. That's real bad. Jeremy's next. Jeremy, biggest disaster you woke up to?
I woke up to the sound of my dog throwing up. Wife turned the light on. It was throwing up used tampons that had got out of the trash.
Oh my God. No, Jameson!
God.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible. That would be the worst.
Yeah.
Dog puke in itself is...
Dog puke's awful.
Bad.
Dog puke's bad, but...
To kick it up a notch with the tampons.
Used tampons.
I'm such a pro at cleaning up dog puke. I really am.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd much rather clean up dog puke than
human puke?
No, than dog diarrhea.
Poop? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst substance in the world. Wet dog poop.
Thank God that's never happened in our house. It's happened in your house?
You haven't had the dog diarrhea?
Dog diarrhea? God, yes.
Oh, no.
Especially my other dog.
If Jameson had diarrhea, it would just be like a little eyedropper.
Yeah, exactly. You might not even know. You might not even know he did it.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no mistaking.
Rich.
100-pound dog.
Yeah.
It's different. Penis. False.
Penis. Biggest disaster you woke up to?
So the day before, my older brother and I and some friends, we were in the woods kind of prepping, like, jumps for snow hills, like, to go sledding. Being the youngest in the group, I was assigned to get the kindling for the little fire that we had going. So I would go about my business. I pee in the woods a few times, get home, take a hot shower. The next morning, I wake up, and I have poison ivy. It was like somebody made a diaper out of poison ivy and put it on me. Probably from where my belt would stop all the way around to the top of my butt crack on the other side. Just poison ivy all over my junk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
Yep. I was probably 13 years old. And one of the funny things about it was after it had all healed, for about 2 months after that, as the skin was repairing it, it would molt like a spider or a snake. And I could pull off. Like taking a rubber glove off your hand and it kind of makes itself backwards. An almost perfect mold of my jack and balls.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is.
Oh, and I would hate to pull it. You know, when it wants to stand at attention when the wind hits the wrong way and you've got poison ivy down there.
Oh my God. So when you get a boner, it would hurt like a mother effer.
Yeah.
Oh, that poor guy.
Would you fill up your donger shell with, like, sand or something, so that it was, like, a perfect...
Keep it forever?
Like a perfect mold?
Yeah.
No, I would destroy it immediately.
Oh, yeah.
It can't be. I'd put it in a shredder.
I would burn it.
Shred it. Biggest disaster you woke up to is the question. The text coming in. Went to Vegas years ago. Got drunk. Woke up married.
Oh, my God. Holy God.
That's worse than tampon dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Woken up by my neighbor, who was high on bath salts. Said the FBI was going to raid his house because he was building a bomb. Mm. Called the cops and he barricaded himself inside his house. Turns out he was so high he had made a fort inside his house with a table, couch, and blankets, 3 guns, and a sewing machine.
Oh, so it's just like a night with Stella. Okay.
He thought the Chinese version of the instructions were telling him to make a bomb.
Bath salts.
Oh, bath salts.
Yeah, I don't get them.
No.
I don't get it.
What you got there, bud? Some guns and a fort?
Yeah.
The Chinese instructions told you to do that, huh?
I'm telling you, half the time I'm hanging out with Stella, I'm building her a fort.
Yeah.
I'm gathering our guns. And she's got a sewing machine.
Nicole's waiting online. We're going to get to her in a second, but I think she may have the biggest disaster of all time.
Okay.
So hang on, Nicole. We'll get to you in just a moment. A couple more texts here. I woke up in the rubber room in the county jail. With no memory of how I got there.
That's terrible.
I can't imagine having something like that happen.
That's crazy.
Like, not being able to remember.
As much fun as I've had, I remember most of it.
Yeah.
I've never blacked out or anything.
Like, you've never, woken up and you're somewhere you didn't realize how you got there,
Or in a strange environment or any of that.
Woke up to my boyfriend teabagging me, she says.
Well, hello.
Good morning.
How is that a disaster?
It's perfect.
Consider yourself lucky.
Yeah.
Someone said, I woke up doing a 360 on the freeway. I responded by doing an Andy scream. Somehow still alive.
Fall asleep at the wheel.
Oh, God. Dude, I was beside a big rig, big truck, hauling some... like pallets of stuff, or I don't know what it was, but and he was swerving.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my God, this guy's falling asleep. I felt like he was falling asleep. He's laid on the horn beside him.
You ever almost fall asleep behind the wheel?
Oh, very close. Yeah,
I've had to fight it before.
Oh, I've been fighting it so hard.
That's the scariest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit the rumble strips.
One more call here. Nicole's going to get the final word. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's the biggest disaster you woke up to?
Okay, so I was on my way home from Mexico, and I was on a Greyhound bus, and I fell asleep. It's a 3-day trip. I woke up to everybody screaming, and I look out the window, and we are spinning on the freeway, and we hit the high bridge. We come out, hit it again, and we were dangling over the bridge.
So everybody in the bus
is jumping out the back window, and there were kids, and it was insane. It was pretty crazy. You could see all the cars passing you. You're looking straight down at the cars under you.
Oh, my God, Nicole. Did everyone make it out of the bus?
Huh?
Did everyone make it out of the bus?
Yeah, everyone made it out. Uh-huh.
Oh, my
God. It was kind of stuck there.
Did you ever take a bus ride again?
No.
That would be...
I can't drive myself.
Are you still scared on the roads, or no? You're okay.
If I'm driving, I'm fine. If I'm passenger, I freak out.
Yeah.
How far? How much of the bus was over the bridge?
Time. More than half of it.
Oh my God! Oh,
how high up?
Yeah, it was the back tire that got caught on the railing that saved it from going over.
Oh my God!
How far down would you guys have gone?
10 feet.
Oh, okay.
20 feet, maybe. Yeah. Not, you know, it's just one of them overpass bridges.
Right, but still.
All the cars under you.
Yeah, you still don't want to fly off in a bus.
No, you sure don't.
Yeah.
All right, Nicole, thanks for calling in. That is, what a horrible ride back from Mexico.
Anxiety just hearing.
Me too. Yeah. Well, me too. I hate bridges to begin with.
Just a bus ride back from Mexico and I almost pooped my pants.
Yeah.
That was awful. That's scary too.
Dave.
I was pooping my pants at work. I was pooping my pants in the car.
Chuck the Freak.
Honestly, I'd poop right in my grandma's mouth.
Lisa Way.
Nothing says I love you like a bronzed butthole.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
It is 10:01 on Dave and Chuck the Freak. How you doing? It's a Wednesday morning, 7th day of June. Thanks for being with us on 101 WRIF, where the news is coming up in just a second. How can you make your phone less addictive? Why was a guy booted off a roller coaster? What did it have to do with his hands? Idiot criminals of the day. All that and much more on the way in just a second.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. Time right now for a check of the news. A 37-year-old Howell man is recovering after a workplace accident in Warren that required the help of firefighters. The man fell into a hole at a construction site on Van Dyke, just south of Constitution Boulevard. He was pulled from the hole just before 9:30 last night after being down there for over an hour. They say he should be fine, though. There are deals to be had if you're looking for a trip out of Detroit's Metro Airport later this year. Southwest Airlines cutting fares to as low as $49 for one-way flights to cities including Baltimore and Chicago between August 22nd and December 13th. Other flights are $79 and $99. The 3-day sale for flights ends soon, so hop on it if you want to get a deal. Reno's own Mike Alt says he was the victim of discrimination during a visit to a Six Flags theme park. He says his missing fingers got him kicked off a roller coaster.
Why the hell would that have anything to do with it?
Here's his story from KTVN-TV.
I think it absolutely is a form of discrimination.
Alt and his buddies were enjoying a day at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom when he was removed from the Medusa roller coaster.
All right, so I just had something happen to me that I never, ever, ever thought would happen. Operators, young ladies, came over and said that because I didn't have 3 full fingers on each hand, I didn't have the grip strength to hold on, so therefore I had to get off the ride.
Alt, who is 27, was born with amniotic band syndrome, so he's missing parts of his fingers. But he says grip strength has never been an issue. In fact, he's ridden roller coasters countless times, even at Six Flags before, with no problem.
I didn't even think about it when I entered the park.
Once asked to step off Medusa, Alt was told he couldn't ride two additional attractions because of the same reason.
I don't know how you gauge grip strength from two fingers to three to four to five.
He notes that other patrons who may have hidden illnesses, such as heart issues, are not kicked off for their conditions, so he believes he was discriminated against because of his visible disability. While Alt says customer relations were courteous and just doing their jobs, he claims the policy itself needs work.
It allows their operators and their workers to form subjective opinions.
He says the park should use an objective test, similar to the height stick they use to judge if a patron is tall enough to ride.
I would think that they would need some sort of grip test so that I could prove to them in that moment that I can ride that ride.
After the removal, Alt and his friends left the park voluntarily and got full refunds. In a statement, Six Flags said that guests who meet ADA requirements can hold their hands up in the air. They added this guest was offered the use of a safety harness to ride the coaster in question, Medusa, but he refused. Alt says he did so because he felt it was an inappropriate requirement since his own strength was good enough.
At that point, we had no desire to ride any more rides or spend any more time there.
What
Alt
ride?
Says going forward, he's open to working with Six Flags to help reform their policy. He also says this gives him a reason to work harder on his organization called Can't Is Not an Excuse, where he gives motivational speeches to children with disabilities.
What roller coaster are you riding on where you have to hang on or you're going to die?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
I hang on for dear life during the...
Right, but I don't, assume that's keeping me
no,
in.
No, yeah, right.
Nothing
you
to
hope
do
not,
with keeping you
but
in.
I feel like it helps me personally.
Yeah, well, me too. Yeah. I see these people and then they're just like,
no,
Lucy,
I can't
Lucy.
Do that.
I can't do that either.
My kids when they're
on.
Riding.
Oh, yeah, Zane's just like that. He will, his hands
they don't
are
care.
Up. I'm not like that. I got to hold on.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand it.
No, it's odd that they'd ask him to not mm-hmm. ride it.
Now, there was situations like, remember the person, I think it was the Superman roller coaster where the person had to lie down but they didn't have legs and then slipped out. Now that I see. Okay, I understand.
Well, you know, if you can't be physically harnessed in.
Right, then that's different.
Then that's,
but this
you know,
doesn't
that's
seem
different.
Like that's the same
but
situation.
But they did offer him something to assist him, right?
Well, that's what
and
they
said,
say, yeah.
No.
If he said no to something, well then, yeah. And that's why he's not saying, I want money. Mm-hmm. He's never once came out and said, I'm going to sue them for discrimination. He's just saying he feels like it was discrimination.
Right.
There was a thing about a Superman ride where somebody with no legs slipped out of it.
Was
that real?
Something. Yeah, no, that was real.
Legless Superman rider.
I remember.
Roller coaster accident.
Is that separate from the dude that got decapitated?
The decapitation was a water ride.
Oh, it was a water ride?
Yeah.
Mm.
Roller coaster fall kills hero. A rocketing coaster sent a legless
Army
hero flying to his death in a tragic accident at a Buffalo area amusement park.
Whoa. So it was 2011.
Army amputee thrown from New York roller coaster.
Okay, so he was just on a lap one, and his legs, like the lap bar didn't go
all the way down.
His legs kind of slid out of the lap bar, and he just launched.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah.
It's awful. I never
the
heard
Ride
that
of Steel. There was another one too. Double amputee Iraq War veteran signs at the Ride of Steel roller coaster at Darien Lake, where this happened.
There's a girl with no arms and no legs.
Oh, there's
lots of different.
There's a few of them.
Yeah,
but it has happened, unfortunately. Those situations, I understand.
To be honest,
you can't physically be restrained correctly.
In a lot of those rides, yes, I'd like the extra restraint, please.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I would like, what is it? Millennium Force. If I could have a few extra straps on me.
I feel totally
I would,
the same.
I'd take it.
Leaving the house in your bathrobe, I think, is the ultimate sign you've given up. It's worse than pajamas. Leaving the house in sweatpants. 12 second.
Nothing wrong with
what
that.
What if you do both at the same time?
Amazing.
There is a Kickstarter going on right now for a product called the Dude Robe. It's
okay.
A bathrobe that's disguised as a hoodie and sweatpants.
So is this like from the Big Lebowski? Because that's what he wore
always
all the time.
A robe.
Yeah.
The
dude.
The insides are lined with sweet bathrobe towel material that you love. And it can even dry you when you get out of a shower. It's absorbent. If you want them, it's $54 for the pants, $64 for the hoodie, or $114 for both.
I feel like those pants would be super comfortable.
They would be.
They're made out of a robe material?
Towel-lined lounging apparel for men.
I'd just be wearing my robe pants in here every day.
You'd wear that every day to work.
I would.
Wouldn't blame you at all.
It unfortunately says dude robe on the
hood. Yeah, you don't want that.
Got to get
keep that hood down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't see
that. There's how it looks there, the pants and the...
Yeah, I'd get winter pants, and then I'd have the shorts made.
Or you can just get the...
Oh, yeah, robe. They got the shorts.
There's a link to this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out. But that is for the guys.
That is one thing in real life, though, I don't actually use.
A robe?
I don't have a robe.
I don't have a robe.
Yeah. I do have... My kids got me 1 year ago. I think I've wore it twice.
Yeah.
There's really no... I don't have a lot of robe lounging.
Robes are great.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah, you like it. You're a big robe supporter.
Big robe fan, yeah.
Supporter.
Lisa's big into robes.
And if one of you guys wore a robe, I wouldn't care.
Well, thank you.
Nice, so we have your permission. We'll have robe day on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I know you won't, but I'd love to see you wearing a robe.
I think it's too hot for most of us, right? Like a big...
I just don't like
to air. I like to air it out.
The appropriate time for it.
I like to air it out.
Yeah, because I let it air dry a lot of it.
Lisa, better be careful what she wishes for. You can walk into work one day, I'm going to be fully nude except for just a robe.
I actually have a picture of you on my Instagram in a robe.
Oh, when I got massaged?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I had to borrow my girlfriend's pink robe.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Quite a look.
Whoa, so we have the robe for guys. How about, Lisa, some vibrating yoga pants?
Whoa.
Vibrating. Seems why like do you need them to vibrate?
An Australian company claims its new Natty X fitness tights actually improve your posture and your yoga positions. There are motion sensors in the tights that detect your position and vibrate if you need to get into a better pose.
Oh, that's interesting. Like a physical feedback instead of... So if you're in a pose and you're not quite getting it, does the person who's teaching in class walk by and they'll like straighten your leg out?
Yeah.
So this would be that. It'd be like you'd feel your foot buzz and you'd be like, oh, it's not out far enough. It's not like it's on your vagina, which is what I thought.
Which is that's what I thought. I'm like, vibrating yoga pants.
I was like, what a great idea. But
no, I think we all were ready for those vibrating vagina pants.
Vibrating vagina yoga pants?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, please.
Where's the Kickstarter?
Support. How can you make your phone less addictive?
I don't know.
A guy named Tristan Harris used to be a designer for Google. Now he does a lot of talks about how addictive our phones are. The people who design them want them to be addictive, so we'll use them more.
Yes.
And he writes a lot about this, and he says, really, there's one way you can make your phone less addictive. Change your settings so everything's black and white. You'll end up using it a lot less if you change your screen to grayscale, he says. Now, obviously, it's not as pretty to look at, but that's the point. Subconsciously, you won't care as much, and you'll be less likely to check it all the time.
It's funny. I check it for info.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't check it. Like, I don't go on Instagram to see a bunch of pics or anything like that. Like, I'm obsessed with Twitter.
Yeah, I'm always on Twitter.
Like, I am too much, too. I'm looking for stuff for us to talk about. But then I catch myself. I'm like, I don't need to check it every couple seconds. Not that much is changing. Yeah. You can just Google the type of phone you have to figure out how to do this. Like, if you have an iPhone, you go to Settings, General, Accessibility, Display, and then Color Filters. There's Grayscale. You can just switch it to that.
I didn't even know it happened.
Yeah, I had no idea.
But they say it'll make your phone less addictive. If it's a boring gray color, because you won't want to look at it as much.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does for sure. Coming up in just a second, it's our idiot criminals of the day. Two drunk drivers in the news. What was one of them dressed as, and how did the other get busted twice in 3 hours? We'll figure it out after Chuck the Freak checks sports.
Well, the Tigers' 4-game winning streak was snapped. They fell to the L.A. Angels 5-3 last night. Daniel Norris got the loss. Alex Avila had a solo home run. Justin Upton and J.D. Martinez drove in the other runs for Detroit. They had a chance to tie or win in the ninth with the bases loaded, but Avila struck out, ending the game with those bases loaded. Buck Farmer has been recalled from AAA Toledo. He's going to start for the Tigers tonight. Now, the Golden State Warriors, they've beaten the Cleveland Cavaliers the first two games of the NBA Finals. And although that was also the case last year, we know how that all turned out. They ended up losing anyway to Cleveland. They came back and won. Anyway, reporters are now talking about how the Cavs locker room reeked of marijuana after game two.
So is it possible that the Cleveland players have been licking their wounds with a little herbal therapy, if you will? One reporter joked that the Cavs locker room had a strong reefer aroma to it. But it is California, so who knows? There was a quote, to be clear, I don't know who was using marijuana. It could have been a cameraman, a reporter, or whatever. I'm not judging, said the reporter.
Seems like a bold place to do that, though.
Yeah.
I really don't know what the rules are in the NBA if you're allowed.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to smoke up in the locker room.
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so either. You know, I know in the NFL you get caught even with it in your body, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, they'll let you go, right?
You know, it is. So someone was invited into the locker room who, maybe Snoop Dogg was in the locker room.
Maybe.
You never know.
I don't know.
The idiot criminal of the day.
Two of them today, both drunk drivers. And life comes at you fast. You know, some days, 1 minute you're cosplaying Wizard of Oz. I've got mail. And the next minute you're in jail realizing there's no place like home. Like this guy, 31-year-old guy named Nicholas Sherman and Sullivan in upstate New York. He was hired to dress up as the Tin Man for a party Saturday night.
Okay.
At least that's why he says he was dressed as the Tin Man.
Sure.
Anyway, he was busted for driving drunk after he left the party, and his blood alcohol was more than twice the legal limit. I guess the fact that he has blood pumping through his body proves he has a heart in this case, but he's facing a DUI charge, and the best is his mugshot. He's still wearing the silver face paint. Hard to tell in black and white.
Yeah, you can tell.
He's got that jaw.
But he's
makeup.
Yeah.
Tin Man.
Strange.
Huh. It's weird that someone would hire you to dress as Tin Man at a party.
Yeah, that's an odd job.
That's a weird party.
I understand the alcoholism.
I would be weird if we could pay somebody. Thanks for being the Tin Man. How much do I owe you?
Tin Man.
Just Lisa doing that is the greatest. Thanks for being the Tin Man. What's the bill on this?
I bet it was a weird sex party.
Oh, you
is
know?
That what you
oh,
think?
A weird like Wizard of Oz themed sex party?
Oh, wow. Think of who's into.
No, maybe.
Wizard of Oz.
And then this guy, a 30-year-old guy in West Milford, New Jersey, was yelling at people outside an apartment building about 1:45 in the morning the other day. So someone called the cops on him. Turns out he was wasted and he drove there. So the cops arrested him for driving while intoxicated. A few hours later, he borrowed a family member's car and drove back to the same apartment building to yell at the people who called the cops on him.
Oh, jeez.
Apparently, those same people called the cops again, and he was still hammered when they showed up, so he got busted for drunk driving a second time in less than 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
He's also facing charges for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
No much. Dumb.
Absolutely dumb. Photos are circulating on the net of Rihanna walking around in a nipple-bearing crop top.
Well.
So awesome news for the six people on Earth who haven't seen Rihanna's nipples yet. Now you can. And finally, George Clooney welcomed twins. So did Charlie Sheen, although his were 26-year-old Hooters waitresses.
Chelsea and Cindy, come on in.
Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter. I'm Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Today's badass is an 11-year-old. He was home alone, heard a noise in his house, so he grabbed a handgun. Here's the TV report.
I told him I was going to kill him with a gun if he didn't get out of my house.
11-year-old Chris Gaither was home alone Wednesday morning when he heard a noise. Someone had broken into his house.
When I pulled the gun out on him, I guess he didn't think it was a real gun.
Everything Andy's dad tried to turn Andy Green into.
That's it. My dad would have loved me way more if I was that kid.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be like, hell yeah, you unloaded 11 bullets on him.
What would happen if you had an intruder in your home, Andy?
I'd be like, I don't want to. Oh, dear Jesus, I heard a noise. I think somebody's in here. I just feel compelled to call you guys because I heard something downstairs and it's dark.
So you're sure there's someone in your house?
No, I just heard a noise. It could be a bird. It could be my dog. I don't know what it is.
You want us to send somebody?
Oh, please.
Don't you have a gun lying around or anything? Like,
oh,
your
just
dad's?
A bunch of snacks. Have a joint.
But you're 11.
That's allegedly.
And the diamond is born.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
It is 10:26, Dave and Chuck the Freak, on this Wednesday, 7th day of June. I got a little knowledge nugget, not a bomb.
Okay,
just a nugget to drop on you in a second. But first... This, I think this is like a new scam that's happening. The owners of a construction site in New Mexico have bad news for people. A sign on the building saying a cheesecake factory is opening there in the fall.
Oh, my God. I'd be so excited.
Turned out to be a hoax.
Stop it.
I'd be furious.
Imagine someone did this to Lisa.
And there's like an In-N-Out Burger sign somewhere.
Like, because in Vegas, where we stayed last year, they put up that sign that said, In-N-Out, coming soon, opening soon. And so if I went back and
they were like, oh, it was just a hoax.
By the way, it opened like 2 weeks after we left.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
son of a bitch.
Jeez.
But yeah, this has happened before. It happened in Detroit just recently. Someone put up a sign in Corktown saying a Trader Joe's was coming there, and it was fake.
Why do people do that? Just to mess with the...
I guess it's like the official logos and everything, but they just... I don't know what they get out of it.
Such a mean joke.
It's just trolling.
It's trolling on another... In fact,
that
I like...
a lot of
I like that version of trolling more than I like internet trolling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that version of trolling reminds me of like the people that fake crop circles.
Yeah.
Oh,
and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So look, there's the one
Trader
in Detroit.
Trader Joe's coming soon. Future home of Trader Joe's.
Yeah, that was in Corktown. And it's the Trader Joe's logo and everything. They can make official signs on like sturdy materials and just someone slaps like a
stole a sign maybe?
Well,
it looks like the most haunted building.
Yeah. It sure does. Sure
so
does.
You're like walking by or whatever, driving by, you're like, oh, wow. Well, that's going to be nice.
How are they going to get
Trader Joe's?
You know, it would suck to then like have a guy who's got a little bit of money drive by something like that and be like, well, then I'm going to buy up these next two buildings.
Oh, this poor guy who fell for it in Detroit, Matthew, he's like, you can forget about all the uncertainty. No matter what happens in Washington, nothing will make such a difference in the lives of Detroit citizens like a Trader Mother Effing Joe's. We did it. We did it.
Oh,
you did it. You a fool.
You can tell by the building, though, a Trader Joe's would not probably work in that space, but. They were tearing it down.
And they say a Detroit location is not in the company's 2-year plan.
Oh.
Well, so this could be it. Just watch out for that. When signs go up about something you love, we got a Trader Joe! We got a Trader Joe! It may not be the case.
We did it!
And here's the little knowledge nugget.
Okay.
What's Chuck E. Cheese's real name?
Like Chuck E. Cheese, the mouse, has a real name?
Yes.
Charles Ernest Cheese.
I don't know.
You're close.
Is it?
You're real close.
I don't know. Eugene?
Charles Ernest.
Not Ernest.
Charles.
It's Charles.
Xavier?
Charles something Cheese.
Charles E. What else? I know Eugene's an E name.
It's got to be Eugene.
The E in Chuck E. Cheese stands for entertainment. Which I think we should add to your name, Chuck.
Like Charles Entertainment.
Or like Chuck Entertainment.
The freak. I don't think so.
Chuck E. The Freak.
Chuck E.
Just Chuck E. Freak.
Chuck E. Freak. Chuck
sounds
E.
like freak. A DJ name, like a wedding DJ name.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll be doing that soon.
Write it down.
Please welcome Chuck E. Freak.
I won't be able to use Freak. I won't be able to use Chuck the Freak because
no,
I don't own it.
No, you own it. We own it.
Yeah, well, that's good to know.
Forget about it. You're free to use Chuck E. Freak.
Man, I can't wait to start my wedding business. It's going to be awesome. Lee Bad.
Thanks for downloading the Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Specs Howard is focused on success with 1-year programs in graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. Find out more at specshoward.edu or call 248-358-9000. The Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast, an exclusive of WRIF.com.